So, yes, this has been a Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
You know whatever podcast.
Sign yourselves out, motherfuckers.
Peace, love, and chicken grease, folks.
See ya.
Woo!
Thank God! What? Yes!
Peace out!
Okay, so hold on, So, you can find us on Podomatic.com/CSYW podcast. You can also catch us on Google Play and iTunes, the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. That's how you find us. This is Matthew. And, I gotta try yours. And this has been a good day to die.
Spoiler alert, bitches.
Iceberg would have been less charming.
Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
Oh,
crap.
Wait,
bye-bye.
So what do y'all think of Jiren?
Fuck Jiren! No! We got time! Fuck Jiren!
I forgot!
Fuck Jiren!
You hate him!
Yes!
You hate
still
him!
Still fuck Jiren! Hold this shit!
Oh, because of his past?
Fuck Jiren! No! Because, okay, so he's introduced as this, like, world beater. He just comes in there. You know, Topo gave off the sign, like, okay, hey, I'm tough, but then somebody in my universe has suffered me. Turns out it's Jiren. Okay, cool. He's a silent, brooding type. Yeah, like, we don't have enough of those motherfuckers in here. We got Broly as a silent brooding type. Android 13 was a silent brooding type. Who's the one that, Super Saiyan 2 Gohan fucked up? Bardock, not Bardock. Bojack, silent brooding type. Super Android 17, silent brooding type. Three of the seven Dragon Ball dragons in GT were silent brooding types. Vegeta was a silent brooding type. Raccoon was a silent but dumb brooding type. Cell, when he perfected himself, silent brooding type. We have enough silent brooding types. So then he just, oh, he's not gonna fight anybody. He's not gonna fight anybody. His first fight, one punches. Yeah, okay. One punches a Ditto clone? Out the ring. Okay, no big deal. Then he has a fight with Goku, beats him down, cool. Then beats Jiren, beats Hit. It's like, okay, he beat the two best. So now it's like, really, okay, who's actually gonna stop him? Unless we're gonna have some more fuck finishes here. Welcome to the world of WWE. Fuck finishes a block. So, he's going through all these motherfuckers, deciding who he's gonna fight, when they're gonna fight, and whatnot. He's beating the fuck out of Vegeta, beating the fuck out of Goku, beating the fuck out of Frieza, beating the fuck out of 17. Then all of a sudden we get to his backstory. If that's not the biggest load of... He's a pussy.
Oh, God. Oh, damn. The song is basically about a monster.
Right! It's fuck Jiren!
Every day.
I got that one time.
Yeah,
you call.
Yeah, that's it. He's... He's dope.
Yeah, every time you have something come like,
yeah, fuck Jiren. Still fuck Jiren.
I'm too.
Drake has a response, push your teeth. Fuck Jiren still. LeBron's in L.A. Fuck Jiren.
So nothing can top it right now.
Nah, nothing can top it. It's still fuck Jiren.
Kawhi not even want to be in the Spurs.
Kawhi doesn't want to be at the Spurs. Tony Parker is no longer a Spur. Manu Ginobili retired as a Spur. Still fuck Jiren.
Wow.
That.
You want some really strong hatred. I can go down a list of things that I accept more than before I accept Jiren.
Okay.
No, I'd rather not. No, I'd rather not.
Why must people hate?
It wasn't that bad.
Ice Bear will hunt them down.
You don't want that shit. That is, oh my gosh.
That's effed up. I don't then like letter. Him. He a thug. He goes to church. He a thug. I don't care. Okay. He pays tithes. I don't care. He looked at me wrong. He got a nice butt.
I think he likes to fuck. He wants to fuck my mom.
I can't keep stirring. How you gonna make that right?
No, you know, Orlando knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, what? This is a real thing.
Wait, who? The mom?
Mm-hmm. Remember? Moving her into the apartment. Her mom thought she was looking.
Oh! Oh! Matt! Oh! Oh!
Bruh, she swear that wanted to get with her. I just said, King, Kayla's mom. I was being respectful. Matt is my witness. And God. Only thing I said was, yes, ma'am. How's your day going? That's it. I'm being respectful.
No, he probably said it cool with that Barry White voice.
What time was this in the middle of the day?
You're right, noon. Noon 30.
She was in her own head. And then
Matt, she's always in her own head.
Yeah. And then when Matt told me, I was in shock. Like what? Like, how'd you get it from a person being respectful, thinking that they're trying to get with you?
Were you?
Well, he was looking at my butt.
No. Like, what? Looking at your butt? Like,
no. Now, in her defense, she had a big butt.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a butt
guy. Mostly cellulite, but I mean, it was a big butt. It was a big butt.
I mean, you see a big butt, you're going to look
and you're going to admire God's work.
Absolutely. Amen.
God's plan.
And that the church says.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, it's good to be back.
Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. This is Fuck Me Silly.
No. Why do you have to start that way? That's why the one guy says all this profanity. That's why he stopped listening.
I don't give a fuck. How you gonna get mad at me for cussing on a podcast where it has the explicit rating on Google Play?
Okay.
Right, it starts off by saying spoiler alert, bitches. And you mad at me because your son is listening to this shit. What the fuck is your son listening to it for? He's 5 years old.
Wow, fuck, those 5 years are pretty busy.
Why you got a 5-year-old listening to a podcast?
What 5-year-old wants to listen to a
exactly.
podcast?
Exactly!
I don't know. How you doing, Keisha?
Oh, God, don't get me started. You know, it's been so long. It's been, what, almost 2 years since that?
2 years.
Two, maybe 3 years? Yeah, okay, who gives a fuck?
It's probably working on kid number, what?
17.
Ooh. Damn. That'd be impressive, actually.
That would be.
That would, yeah.
I'd commend her.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't talk to her, though. Too many.
Dicks in the mouth?
That, and the other mouth, too.
Mm-hmm. Cum guzzler?
Yep.
Professional with the guggling.
Yep.
Gurgle, gurgle.
Not today. I will not choke on water. Not today.
Dang.
Nope. No, sir. I was like, nope. I know what they choke on. I know what they do.
So we plan the hits today, folks. We are playing the hits today. 3 years ago, we started this podcast.
Oh,
we are playing all the hits today. If only Aja and Charisma were here.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
On today's episode, we are going to spitball. We want to talk about Dragon Ball Super. We may do that. We want to talk about My Hero Academia.
I'm sorry, I got something to say.
He got something to say.
I want
to
add in my beef with Superman as of right now, of this year, 2018. I want to just express my beef with the dude with the curl on his forehead. I'm getting tired of it. So, go ahead, man.
This bitch nigga should have never watched Batman versus Superman. I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Wasted 3 hours.
I told you. Did I not say it was gonna be a waste?
It was a waste of time when I was on the plane. It's like I'm going to sleep. I'm not watching this.
Save Martha.
This is too slow of a movie.
Oh man, and I got a beef with that too.
Martha.
You know how old that movie is?
Yes.
We got an episode on it.
Yeah, I thought you did.
I went off, man.
It was your rant.
Oh, man, fucking F.
Speaking of rants, we're going to sooner or later touch on this Ratchet and Clank movie thing.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I did too. It's sad when, like, that's my favorite video game to play outside of Pokemon, but yet I watch the movie and it's like my go-to movie to fall asleep to. It literally puts me to sleep. If I need to fall asleep, I put that on.
Is that bad?
It's... Not that it's that bad, it's just since I played all the games, I know what's what.
Oh,
this is like.
This is better than Dragon Ball, the movie.
Yeah. Oh God. Yes. Yes. Okay. Oh God. Yes.
There's nothing worse than that.
Like it's this Ratchet, the 2016 movie version of Ratchet and Clank, kind of like tried to follow along with what the original was, but they rewrote so many different things and made things so
complicated
and unnecessary and not believable. Like, you have the main villain of the first game and the main villain of the third game working together, and the main villain of the third game tricks and kills the main villain of the first game, and it's like, okay, but why? Like, Drek would never work for Nefarious. Nefarious wouldn't do this stuff with Drek. They'd both be on their own different types of wavelengths. Like, the only... And oh, God. Fuck Ratchet. They kidified him.
Oh, did they?
Yes, they made him like that... Oh, I'll never be a ranger.
I'll never be a real boy.
Oh, they one of those, right. They Disney-fied him. That's what they did. They Disney-fied him.
This is the Pinocchio. Oh, man.
But yeah. First things first. Caught Season 2 is out and about on the Zeus Network. Yes, you do have to pay to watch stuff on the Zeus Network, but trust me, you're going to want to watch Caught Season 2. I am going to spoil one thing for you and one thing only, but after that, you must watch it because, damn, it is so good so far. Snoop Dogg is the daddy.
Damn, I mean, he went right for it.
That's a big, like...
Is that not a big...
Yeah, that's big.
That's what you big. Call a big spoiler.
Damn.
Spoiler alert, bitches.
Oh, man.
He gave it away beforehand, he told you.
Anywho...
A certain someone was under a rock for last year. Never seen it.
Which is a shocker to me, but I mean...
This man isn't in tune with technology and, you know, social media anymore.
He's... Y'all gonna laugh when I say this. He's been,
It reminds me of the water incident.
Shut up.
It was so close.
Shut up.
I was like, what did he eat? Just that Twizzler. That was 10 minutes ago.
He's been the guy that hasn't been catching up on all this stuff. He's been having his I don't want to say his one eye trials a worm played with on a regular basis. Look at them sweat stains.
Call wit. I embrace you too.
Oh damn. I had the shame.
He had no clue what I was doing.
I didn't know what he was doing. I'm like, this boy lost his goddamn mind. What is he doing? Like, something wrong with Keenan? Like,
love you, Jessica. Love you. Yeah. We do some crazy things when you're not around.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, ain't that cute. But anyway, we are going to show Orlando all 20 episodes of the Caught series. It is 23 minutes long in its entirety. If I start singing along, just pay me no
because
mind.
Because he memorized them.
Oh,
I know the world.
Did
the,
you?
I know the first 14 chapters word for word.
Matt.
And 16, 17, and parts of 20.
What, did we watch the whole thing?
Yeah.
Well, he was memorizing after he watched it.
So, actually, no. The first two, hold on, stop. The first three episodes,
so
you could
sad.
Easily remember those lines off the top of your head. And there's a certain thing that keeps being said over and over again, you can easily catch that. But anyway,
let's get into this.
While he's watching it, me and Keenan will be like doing some live podcast sending. We'll send this whole thing and tell you at certain points where certain things shouldn't have happened. So, are you ready, Orlando, for this hip hopera known as Caught, the modern day trapped in the closet? All right,
let's go for it.
Let me turn the volume up on this bitch.
What now? Oh shit. What the fuck is she doing here? Oh god. Hey, wake up.
What's a nigga supposed to do? My girl showed up on a Tuesday, but I'm in the bed with you. I don't mean to be rude, but girl, put on your shoes. I'm calling you an Uber. You were just a side chick. Who the hell we fooling?
First off, never say that. Never say that.
Damn, he said.
Hold on, it gets
like
crazy.
That he gets to the point though.
Right, but like never, and this is why you don't say that shit.
What? Oh, you wanna go there? I'ma call my brother up and tell him come here.
Mm-hmm. That's going to play a big part later on.
Yeah. The
brother?
Yeah. Okay. And you'll see why. Now.
Wait, wait, baby, don't do that. No. What you want to do that for? Well, I ain't leaving. I'll confront your girl and they'll be meet this evening.
I can't deny it. As hard as I tried to get away from you, I'd rather stay with you. You just called her a side chick, and now you want to try to flip up the game? She's crazy.
Make it 1,000, you got yourself a deal. Give me my money first, or I'm on top. Greedy bitch, you gon' get a nigga caught.
Oh, shit. That's the name of the show.
Okay, he took the fucking money. Yo, you gotta hide. She coming in right now. How'd she get a key? I don't know, I gave it to her. Get in the fucking bathroom. Baby, what you doing here?
What you doing here?
I thought you went to your parents' house. I got back this morning. But don't they live down south? But I told you that I would be flying in early. Be back by 10:33. Ooh. Aren't you happy to see me?
I'm happy to see you.
How about I just leave here and
wait?
Right there. Should've just let her left. Should've just let her go. Would've stopped all this.
You can make it up on the phone later.
Right.
But no.
Wait, wait. Baby, don't do that. No. Would you wanna do that? Oh. How about we go out to eat? But I wanna relax my feet.
Baby, screw that. Let's go where the food at. Promise when we back, baby girl, you can do that.
Better call delivery, I'ma sit down. My first I'll take a bath.
Just like a girl, wants to switch it up now.
Right
first
now,
wants to go
right
out, now then.
Hold up. What was that sound? Who the hell are you? I know you. What's a nigga supposed to do?
Don't no finger baby, poke on the head ever like... make your head go that far back.
I know.
Bitch, I'ma kill you. Not if I kill you first. Girls, chill. I paid you. Don't get us out of this. Fuck.
Who's this bitch you got up in the house?
I'm just a friend of these stores. But tell me who you took this from.
His girl, you're not his lover.
Nah. I just discovered.
I mean, it could be both.
That's far from the truth. He was talking about you. Let me spell your hole up. Gotta tell the truth. What?
I mean,
wait, what's this saying?
Let me smell your dick. That'll tell the truth.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, because if you get done fucking, your dick's gonna stink. Yeah. Or smell like pussy, one of the two. Hopefully, it just smells like pussy. Now, if the pussy stinks and your dick stinks after you done fucked it, then I mean, you might want to go to the doctor.
No,
the kid is clean. Ooh, he's a big fella. He clean.
All right,
Big Dick Johnson don't get dirty.
Okay, how do I start?
All right, play that.
Baby, don't do that. No, what you wanna do that? Oh, drop your pants to the floor. But I gotta get the door. Say, better not please me. Somebody that can help me. Cause I know it's over if she smell me.
What's up, dog?
Your girl's in the back.
My who?
Your girl. Oh, this ain't your girlfriend.
Well, as a matter of fact, she is.
Ooh. Let me just save the kid.
Give your girl a kiss.
No problem, fam. I wish this bitch would kiss my fucking man.
Oh. Damn, where's she?
That's when shit got real.
Yeah.
How the hell is she?
I don't know why she got that upset over that.
I mean, you don't know any girls that could get that upset.
That's
over that.
Extreme. Pull out a gun.
Yeah.
That's over the top.
I know one. That's it.
You know one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just one.
Okay. Hmm. We know a couple. You just haven't been thinking about it yet. I ain't going to say their names over the airwaves, but we know a couple.
I wish we could say it and then they. I wish we could say it and then we have them played in reverse so no one could tell.
We hang out with these people.
To be continued.
Fuck!
This is
baby, I was just looking out for my nigga. Don't worry, I ain't shoot nobody yet.
Implying that she wasn't shooting somebody.
Somebody do some explaining to me. Why you got that gun aiming at me?
Cause you was about to kiss
baby,
her man.
Put the gun down. Don't I know you from somewhere?
No.
The supermarket, I was paying my bill.
No.
Greg yesterday said you stayed the night.
What
was it me?
Mm-hmm.
He told me you missed your flight.
Now.
Oh.
Remember how she came in?
I got a picture for you that's going to explain this.
Everybody's just lying. What the hell?
It's modern day trapped in the closet.
I see, yeah.
Keenan currently is looking through his phone for a picture that's going to explain this.
Oh, that's just going to be funny because it relates. Mm-hmm. Oh. Basically what's happening right here.
Yeah, pretty much. Make sure this shit's still recording. Yep, still recording. Okay. Alright.
Wait, baby, let you do that. No.
See, he changes the
way. Oh, I don't know. I just know that I love.
Now, this next line is something you could totally see me saying, just out casually. You've been warned, Orlando.
Yo, my bad dog, but if you seen her with the dude and she coming for the dude, then you know she fucking nigga. Can I borrow your gun? Let's all take a trip, see what Greg say.
He could have just stopped it right there too. It was another opportunity.
And he lived right around the corner. I swear to God, you can't trust niggas. Trust? I know you ain't I'ma run up on this nigga Greg, and I swear if you been sleeping in his bed, I'ma feel him with lead. You can't do that.
Why not?
You heard what I say. That's murder. Stop him, bitch. Do what he's saying. I don't want a part of this. I'm out of this bitch. You never kill for me. Or keep it real for me. I'm gone. Where you going? Let her go. She'll be back. How you know? He hitting that. She can't let it go.
There's some truth to that. There's some truth to that.
Wait, isn't this where he lives at? No, he's coming out the back door. Homie, come here a minute. Running. Why you running if you innocent?
Because you got a fucking gun.
Nigga, pull the trigger. I just want to talk to you. Yeah, right. How you figure? If you trying to hear what I got to say, then put the Glock away. You gonna get shot today. Okay, okay. Tell me, what do you want me to say? I won't let you do this. I ain't do nothing with him. Chill, girl. I was just fucking with him.
Oh,
shit. What did you just do? Gun went off.
Oops.
So who you think got shot?
Girl.
Okay.
Baby, we gotta get out of here. Shit. I'm not gonna just leave my boy, baby. Let's go. This our homie. We gotta be there for. Hey! Can't believe you shot me in my. It's just a flesh wound. Flesh wound. Flesh what? Flesh wound. Girl, we gotta go now. We're about here.
Flesh wound.
We gotta go now. He gonna die. Yeah, we mama, we gotta go now. We can't leave him on the ground just bleeding there. I'ma call the paramedics, tell him meet him there. Wait, wait. Baby, don't do that. No. What you wanna do that? Oh. I wanna up and run track on a nigga. I'll be back for you, nigga. It's just a flesh wound, nigga. Stop exaggerating. You gon' pay for this.
Congrats. Exaggerating.
Call him while all of this is going on. I don't know. Hold up, girl. My nigga ain't a cheater. Hello?
I ain't a cheater.
Put her on speaker.
Don't do it.
Nothing to hide. No need to be shady. What's so important? I'm pregnant with your baby.
Ooh.
You on speaker.
Told you.
First, you say, hey, you're on speaker, and that usually stops.
Right.
But you know.
Kind of lets you know the girl's crazy.
Yeah.
Ah, what the fuck? Baby, listen, let
don't touch me.
Baby, don't touch me! Baby! Shit, yo! How the fuck you gonna put her on speakerphone?
I don't know.
Told you this will happen about a week ago. Now your girl gone and your side chick gone. And you about to have a baby and a side chick mom.
Fuck her, and fuck her, and fuck you. Fuck me, fuck you.
Fuck you. I like all
the fuck. Shit is cold, I know.
Yeah, you better clean this crap up. Wait, wait, come with me, we gotta go. I know what I gotta know. I got proof that she lying. Found out some truth late last night. I was spying on her.
How's he spying on her if they were just in bed?
Yeah, I was about to say.
Mm-hmm. This is where shit really gets weird.
Yeah.
Your boy's done. Did you call her Uber?
Yeah.
Need a charge, just want us in the cooler.
Now we good.
Where you from?
We good.
You don't want to talk?
Just play some music.
Maybe you rather walk.
Ooh, let's drive. I'ma give him 2 stars. No stars.
You enjoy your life so far.
Drop us off and wait here. We'll be going inside. You know it.
I'll be right outside.
How we going to get in? Oh, shit. Yo, hurry up! Go, 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 go! I told you she was lying.
How you know?
Look! Aw, shit, she on her period!
Pregnant my ass! Why the fuck is this door locked?
Oh, ooh. Shit! Oh, shit!
Notice, no shit!
He gon' smoke us, focus! Once I open, go with it!
See, I can never do this shit with you.
Oh, yeah, I can never do this shit with you.
I'll tell the truth. Hell,
that's why I said I can never do this shit with you. Right, this following shit I cannot do with you.
Okay.
Maybe with Dre. Not with you.
How you doing? Uncle, you an exterminator.
Exterminators?
Yeah, an exterminator. Soldiers and termites and ants in the sink.
Nah, you that side dude.
Who do you think I am?
Wait,
you ain't gotta do this.
Oh, oh.
Put your ass on the
floor. Okay, the things that
don't need. I'm your neighbor, I stay in 3D.
If you wanna die,
no, I don't wanna die.
I'ma kill it both of y'all if you tell another lie.
The truth is, I fucked around on my girl, and I fucked around with your girl, and I thought she had a baby, fucked up my world, and I'm hoping you can forgive me. This ain't no movie.
You told the truth.
How could you do it to me? I'ma kill you.
I may have to kill you.
Jamaica.
Let's go, man.
You'll see.
Now that I'm your savior, you owe me a favor.
Nope, he threw his hat. King Batch threw his hat. Never went back to get it. Just so we're clear.
This nigga tripping. Nah, he just saved our lives. We gotta pay him back.
Just leave it alone.
Get your ass in the house. Get in the house. Always thought. Oh, I'ma get you.
Go inside. I don't trust this shit. Let's just go inside. These are the boys that I told you about.
Really?
They'll make that run for you, hold you down.
Man, we out this. Give the kids to the boys. You'll meet the Latinos that ain't hear me, boy.
Wait. We don't know the Latino. So what will we do this?
Not a bad question, but you did see all those guns, right?
Yeah, you don't ask me questions around guns except for yes, sir, no, sir. Yeah,
this is why you don't.
We save your life first. Don't do it, you wind up in a hearse. Okay, nigga, give me the case. Be for life or you'll die. Get the fuck out my face. Click, 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 click. Give up the address to the police. Get out. I'm starting to think that you're the devil.
Chill, bro.
Got troubles on a whole nother level. You a real nigga, never faking.
Being a stool.
The Jamaicans.
Papito, let him in.
Are you keeping track of this so far?
Papito, let him in.
So finally the Jamaican has decided to send my brother.
Man, niggas was in traffic.
They don't look so Jamaican to me, Papi.
No, we Jamaican as fuck.
Jamaican. Bring me my case. And my drugs better not be laced.
Get over there.
I swear to God if it is.
It ain't.
I'ma set it off in this place.
Boss, I can't wait to use my brand new gun on these fools. Stun on these fools. Get blood on my shoes.
What if the Jamaican set us up?
Please, boss, let us kill these two dudes.
Wait.
Homie, don't do that.
No.
What you wanna do that?
Oh.
If you kill us, there's no more drugs. We the plug.
Let them up.
Open the case.
Time to get my drugs a taste. Wait a minute, that's flour. That's the cost of Kelly's fucking coward.
My pleasure, get down on your knees.
Spare us, I'm begging you, please.
Too late, we're two damn niggas.
Don't you dare pull that trigger.
Why, brother? Is this the man you love, manita?
Ooh.
Oh. Now, how'd she change her clothes that quick, though?
Yeah.
Is this the man you love, manita?
Yes, that's him, and he ain't Jamaican.
Then who has my drugs?
See, it was this Uber driver who was Jamaican, and then I got hit with a bag.
Find my drugs!
You have 24 hours to make this shit work. Don't find the drugs, you sleep in the dirt.
I don't care if our sister may love this morning, or I've shown him insane.
Brother, I'm up with my drugs to fry.
Oh, we gotta try.
Set the Jamaicans up. Call your ex, y'all better start making up.
Let's go.
Wait. We don't need you to go. What you wanna do that?
Oh.
Boss told me to keep an eye on you niggas. So I'm driving you niggas.
Ooh.
Stay here, I'ma talk to my ex. She ignore my calls, I won't answer my texts.
I'm in trouble, girl.
Call your other bitch.
But I love you, girl.
Look, it's real trouble.
What are you involved in?
You call your father. Daddy, this storm's in a big mess.
Don't stress, baby girl. I'll take care of this. Get me the cleanup man.
My daddy.
What'd he say?
First of all, you gotta ditch the gun.
How the hell I'ma do that?
He about to blow my nigga head off in the car.
Well, then you have to take him somewhere where he can't shoot.
Yes, that's fucking genius.
Okay, then you ask for daddy's cleanup man when you get to the safe house. Here's the address. Okay, I gotta go. Love you. Love you.
Didn't they just get done? Didn't they just have a big ass fight? Yeah. And I used to love you. Okay.
Where the fuck we going now? Over there. Why are we throwing now? Yeah. Keep thinking these bullets won't hurt. I believe the package is inside the church. Come on in, brother, come inside. Keep the troubles in your kids outside. Hey, pastor, pastor, we don't know this guy. Who are you? Y'all gonna cross me, you bet their whole style.
Wait, if you ain't here, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Then you gotta see the door.
I swear, don't swear.
No swear, I'll meet
that devil around here.
Yo, we ditched him.
Yo,
remember my legs.
Oh, shit, is that great?
I want your heads.
Fuck.
Back off, these two are mine.
Don't you
not this time.
Oh. I like
it, back off, these two are mine. Don't you
don't
want
to not this time.
Don't you want three?
Yo, you good?
Yeah, yeah, I'm straight.
Both of these dead motherfuckers got bad luck.
Yo, we gotta get to the safe house.
Damn! Now we gotta deal with the cops too?
Come on, nigga, let's go.
I came by to have a little fun.
I owe you one.
Can't believe you got me on the run.
Ducking here.
Oh.
What's your name? My name is Daystorm. This my boy King.
Hi.
Y'all should be the phone. Cops are coming. Yo, what you doing? We gotta go. We hiding out. Wait. Why would he be the snow?
Smart question. Why would he leave the store?
Yeah.
Better question. Why the fuck would you follow him?
Sorry, girls, I gotta go.
You can take my number. I like the
shit.
On the phone. Gotta keep running. The cops are still coming. Oh, my nigga, we going to jail. I ain't gonna be nobody, bitch. I ain't sucking. Stop running. I end up in the cell. Turn around slowly. You gotta jump. Oh, scoot.
You drop these. Let's go. Get locked up and watch me break up with your ass.
Yes,
next
that's
stop,
bachelor
the cleanup man. Yo, how did crazy you find us?
Cause I'm TS motherfucking
stuff. I had to find my iPhone.
I knew you was in trouble.
Yo, get a room. Yo, this the address. Let's go. Ask for the cleanup man.
The hell is the cleanup man?
I guess he cleans you up.
You must be the cleanup man.
Nah.
Finally, we're in good hands.
I ain't the cleanup man.
You ain't the cleanup man.
Who's the cleanup man?
I'm the cleanup man.
A girl,
y'all better go scrub a few plates.
Can't put my life in the hands of a
wait.
In a minute, close the door.
I'm the one you're looking for.
The boss came through and he gave me the scoop. Why you two so stupid?
To answer your question, we both learned a lesson. Latinos, Jamaicans, our girls got us stressing out.
I'll handle the thug in the truck.
And the bounty, right?
Get rid of the body she left in the alley.
We ain't kill him.
Does he ever shut up?
Nah, pull up.
Talking shit and I slice your ass up.
All right. Free to go home, think you're alone. I can't wait to get my girl on the phone. It's all over, we're on our way back.
Sorry, she busy.
Who the hell is that?
What the hell?
It's still home.
Can you believe this shit?
We're gonna come back to that part. We're gonna come back to that.
Yeah, I'm gonna go make up with my girl. Figure your shit out.
Alright, I'm gonna holler at you later. What's a nigga supposed to do? My girlfriend got a girlfriend.
Yep.
Are you licking on her too?
Better than you.
I got a right to be rude. So girl, put on your shoes. I'm calling you a noob. But when you get aside, she who you think you're fooling?
What?
Oh, you wanna go there? How about we leave? Best believe I don't share.
Wait,
wait. Baby, don't do that.
No.
What you wanna do that?
Oh.
Boy, I was just joking. This is Greg's sister and we was just rolling up.
If that was the case, what was the point in them, like, cuddling up like that towards the end of chapter 14? Just kind of want to throw that out there.
I can't deny it. I can't let you slip away from me. Need you to stay with me.
Give me another chance to turn this around. You taught me a lesson and I'm learning it now.
I'll leave you two lovers alone. It's been real. Janina, hit me next time you want to chill.
Okay, lay down. Time to make love to you, girl. Do you really think that you can leave my world? You ain't.
Is it crazy?
Going nowhere.
Yep.
Let's just get away.
Nowhere.
You and me, wherever you wanna go.
Nowhere. Okay. Without me.
Just wait till this next chapter.
It's all over, baby. Your dad got the cleanup man fixing everything, and I'm just happy.
Me too. Should I handle this now?
No. I wanna watch now.
Bailing
to him?
That crazy bitch right there.
Yeah, she like an Asian version of you.
She killed him.
You all over the place.
You right.
Your heart right. Is it the cleanup man? Oh, we're gonna have a good time. Liz Gorman, you can't start the party without us. Mira, don't leave us at the warehouse, huh?
Look, why don't we all just
wait? Baby, don't do that.
No. Which one is that for?
I got questions. How'd the Asian bitch get in the closet?
Yeah, how's she get in the closet?
Fuck that! Who killed my brother? Somebody gonna pay. Looks like the gang's on here, and I swear to God. Don't swear, brother. I came by to see if you were coming to church. But I see you already have a congregation in your home. There's nothing better than a homebody. Because a body is on the floor.
Yeah, and in 3 seconds, there'll be plenty more.
Bodies on the floor, man.
From now on, I'm keeping my dick in my pants. Baby, let's get out of here.
We going to?
All of you, stop it.
Daddy?
Hey, you think I could get that $1,000 back?
Yo, just I mean, I straight up would ask for that $1,000.
She didn't really do her job right, so.
So yeah, that's the Cart series. So, your thoughts and opinions?
Pretty good. I like it. Yeah.
What is season two? There's a season two. It's on the Zeus Network.
Okay.
Yes, it is a paid subscription only, but it's $4 a month. You can cancel it at any time. You best believe when season two ends, I'm probably going to cancel it. But I've been watching some stuff on there. I don't think I'm a canceler. I think it's a pretty good network.
Oh, really?
Problem is they ain't got it on Roku yet, so I mean I gotta go through my computer.
Oh yeah.
So it's fighting for Pokemon and porn right now.
PNP.
Pokemon podcast and porn. There we go.
Please tell me you used to get a subscription to
Browsers,
yeah.
Nah.
Oh, okay, good. I'm gonna say it's getting expensive.
Shit, maybe for you. Maybe for you.
No cost. No, I'm too high for this, man.
Shit.
I mean, man.
I was getting 3 months free, so I mean, 3 months free plus a year subscription.
Sick.
And plus, you know they're gonna offer me something to come back too, so I can just take that. Man. 18 months free, nigga.
This
well, not 18 months free, but. 6 months free plus a year subscription? That's 18 months.
Oh,
if I subscribe today,
oh God,
I wouldn't have to pay till January of 2020. What if it's 2020? Yeah, 2020. January 2020.
I'm gonna do it.
Hmm?
I'm gonna do it.
Either that or Pornhub. But anyway, that's caught. So, what, we want to tackle Super now, or?
Tackle Super,
okay. Go ahead and get it started. I'm about to give me something to drink.
Let's go, O!
Oh, man. Where to begin? Sue. The form. We got to think about your instinct.
It's pretty amazing.
Pretty amazing, okay. Matt, what you think? Ultra Instinct.
Think about what?
Ultra Instinct.
That looks pretty good.
Okay. So, I hate to do this to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm including Ultra Instinct. So at this point, there is no
Here
way.
Go, Superman.
There is no way that Superman can beat a god. There ain't no way. No.
Orlando.
There's no way.
Orlando.
No way.
Orlando.
What?
Factor in. Let me close the refrigerator
first. Goku can kill the sun, destroy all planets with heat or whatever.
Orlando.
So Superman is left with what?
Orlando.
Nothing.
Orlando. Factor in that it took 48 minutes for him to perfect Ultra Instinct.
That's pretty damn good.
Okay, yeah, pretty damn good. Now, also factor in that, like, for those first, what, maybe 42 minutes of the whole Universal Tournament of Power,
okay,
he had a false Ultra Instinct. He hadn't perfected it.
Yeah.
So, like, the first time he did it, his attacks weren't shit.
Weren't shit.
And he was facing Jiren, who wasn't even putting up much of a fight. Then he fought Kefla and it took a power up Kamehameha wave in order to knock her bitch ass out.
By the way, that was nice.
Best moment of the power.
Nice.
Best moment.
I did not. I think I nutted all over the place. Did not expect that little somersault thing that he
that
did.
That was pretty cool.
That's what I think made it. But anyway. But those two times, he got it. His attack power was still shit. When he finally perfected it, it was about what? We'll probably say about the 45th minute. There's a YouTube video out there where
Someone
they have
did
it.
The actual
yeah.
Time.
It's probably around the 44th, 45th minute. He's perfected it.
Now remember, after every time he's gotten to that moment, get the fuck out of here. Every time he's gotten to that moment, he had to recharge his batteries. He didn't have enough strength. Mm-hmm. Take that into a fight with Superman and tell me what happens.
Superman will die.
If it takes him 45 minutes to perfect the move, you think Superman's going to let him live for that long? After experiencing it the first time?
Superman's going to die.
Superman's not like Batman where he's like, oh no, I let the villain escape because I need a job. He ain't like that.
Damn.
He ain't like that.
That's pretty true.
Damn.
I'm joking. He have no job.
Oh, man. I'm just going to keep my hatred for Superman.
I figured that's what it was.
Yeah, he's just going to die. I hate Superman.
Yeah, I bet you do.
I really do hate him.
Talking about Ultra Instinct and Goku, we can go into Broly. Dragon Ball Super movie, Broly. So it's a new Broly and all, we know that. Well, not, it's new because Toriyama's doing his version of it. So which will make him part of the Dragon Ball Super series, I would hope and assume.
And canon, so all you canon fodder fuckers can get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, Broly's actually real. But do you think, how do you think they're going to win? How are they going to defeat Broly? I think Goku's going to have to tap into Ultra Instinct again to beat him.
I don't think he can do it.
I think fusion this time.
No.
I think fusion.
It ain't going to be fusion, but it definitely ain't going to be Ultra Instinct.
Because he can't do it no more, can he?
Mm-mm.
But if he gets to his wits end.
Yeah, but remember okay. So at the end of the Tournament of Power, when he did achieve perfected Ultra Instinct, once that power went out on him,
he was done.
Pretty much. So again, back to that whole point, that's why Superman will still win.
Yeah.
Unless he has to do it quick, and you know how Goku likes to play around, test people out.
I mean,
because
once he got perfected Ultra Instinct, he could have ended Jiren right there.
Yeah.
But he didn't. So, like, he can achieve Ultra Instinct again. Vegeta, what has the, what's it called?
The super long.
Super Saiyan Blue.
Yes.
What is it?
It's so long. Super Saiyan Blue. I don't even know anymore.
Evolution. That's what we're called. Super Evolution. That's what it is. So we have Super Saiyan Blue Evolution, which apparently is on par with Super Saiyan Blue Kaioken 20 times 20. I mean, I kind of see this as being Beerus just being like the retcon that he has to be.
Or Whis.
Yeah, one of those two.
Okay, I had this theory. What if...
that's a great theory.
Broly came from one of the other universes and is actually Kefla's father.
You mean Kale's father?
Yeah, Kale. And the only reason we're only seeing Broly is because you know how Goku or Vegeta promised he would train, was it Kappa?
Mm-hmm.
Or Kappa?
Mm-hmm.
And they went there and they discovered Broly.
Oh, so he could be that Saiyan on in Universe 6?
Mm-hmm.
That's a interesting idea.
And do you think Paragus is going to be involved again?
No. Like, I accept this Broly over the old Broly if, like... The base forms is what's making me accept it more. Because, like, the first Broly, he was way too skinny.
He was skinny and modest and quiet.
It was like, nah. Just like, okay, so it takes Goku coming around
he's
for
like
you to...
He's like that drunk dumb kid who, like, in school sometimes, he's crazy and off the wall. But when he gets his medicine, he's a completely different kid. Mm-hmm. That's Broly when he's not in Legendary Super Saiyan.
Oh, man. Yeah, I agree with y'all. Yeah.
But, shit, Back up to the Tournament of Power. So,
was anyone surprised about 17 winning?
Oh no!
You weren't surprised at 17 winning?
I was not surprised. I actually kind of knew. I knew, like it was a thought in the back of my head, man. I'm sitting there thinking, like, man.
I need to start a Facebook Live video.
I was like, you know what?
Catch this bullshit on tape.
Goku's not gonna be the one. Frieza's not going to be the one. I say, you know what? 17 is going to be the one.
17 is kind of like Piccolo, what Piccolo used to be. Because you know how Piccolo was the smart one?
Yeah.
That's who 17 is now.
So,
how do you just know?
How do I know?
Yeah, like, explain this shit.
It was an inkling I had.
It was an inkling you had. What the fuck was this inkling? Help me understand what the fuck this inkling was.
17 did not get eliminated.
What was your inkling?
Right. What was your inkling to that? Like you keep saying inkling. Like we all kind of figured, okay, he might still be involved once he's self-destructed. And by the way, this is a podcast for Facebook Live. Anybody watching? I don't give a fuck. shit. This is what? Like an inkling that we all had because he blew himself up apparently, but never like got, never saw the body come into the place. So you need to be a little bit more specific. We're talking about like from the start, from jump.
Oh, you're talking about from start?
Yes.
Oh, damn. Oh, yeah, I didn't know.
Fucker. You nigga.
Where you going, kid?
I had y'all going, boy.
That's because you don't know how to read the fucking room. Oh, shoot. Keenan, come back.
Good times, man. Good times.
Flush the toilet when you're done. Wow, he really is pissing. No kidding.
Yeah, that's a lot of pee.
That is a lot of pee.
Okay, stop, man.
Why should I stop this? Oh, hey, somebody's watching.
Oh, somebody watching?
Yeah.
Who?
Hi, Nicole.
It's a homie of yours.
Huh?
It's a homie of yours.
Nicole is a girl.
I said a homie of yours?
Yeah, okay, yes, yes, a homie of mine.
Oh, Nicole okay. Oh, yeah.
But girl. Like,
so?
Homie.
You're making it so difficult.
No, I'm not. I'm not making
it
so difficult. How am I making it difficult?
I hear guys call the girls like, yeah, it's my homie. Like, what? Like, come on. You don't say that?
Stop. When a guy calls a girl his homie, they fucking.
What?
All right. Where? I'm done.
Come back, man. We're still recording. Look, both Facebook Live and the podcast. Come on.
Man, all right.
The homie.
So now that you understand what we're actually asking here.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know.
You didn't know?
No, but.
So how did the people, Keenan?
But the Ola. But the fan in me was saying that Vegeta was going to win.
Now, you know damn well, Toriyama ain't never going to give it to Vegeta.
He ain't gonna never give it to Vegeta.
He gave him a nice little consolation prize by beating the fuck out of Toho.
Woo!
I mean, man, I was clapping there. I heard the dude was still like, fuck! Yeah!
Yeah!
The dudes upstairs above me, they was going off after we watched the episode. I told him about the website I told y'all about.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, dude, we're going to watch it tonight. You should watch it.
I got to pour my juice. Don't press the power button now.
I'm not pressing the power button.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Glass of water. Oh, see, I'm glad I didn't ask for any. That's not pouring it. Choke.
So who's the
choke on plates with laughter?
Right. So what's the point of the cup?
I don't know, I just wanted to show off.
What?
I don't know. Talking
no, you don't.
So I got another one in there, so if y'all want it, that is. Okay. But yeah, back to this friend above you in your room.
Oh, they went off, man. They were Jesus fans, especially the dude above me. The Nick. Mm-hmm. Oh my god. He is a true. His whole room is Vegeta. Everything.
His he whole might room, need to seek help.
He, yeah, I think so.
You should have invited him. You should have told him to go to Command. Golly. In the Vegeta room?
Yes.
Good God.
Yeah, this dude's a fan. That was him screaming, too. Yeah, he was so excited. And he stomped. I'm like, Nick, what's up? He said, Orlando, you see that? You fucking see that? I'm like, yes, Nick. I took the broom, like, yes, Nick, I saw it. Yes, I saw it. I'm sitting here looking just on the phone, calling me, and I got this dude upstairs screaming. I'm like, chill out, man. Chill.
Oh, shit.
Nah, he's a cool dude. Shout out to Nick, though, if you're watching this, man.
He ain't watching this live, but I mean, he might go back and watch it.
He might
shit.
Go back and watch it, yeah.
But, so who impressed you in the Tournament of Power? Like, we are now, this is what, July? Tournament of Power ended in March. We're a good April, May, June, July. 4 months removed, almost to the day. Mm. Who impressed you the most?
17. Not just because he won, but, he's like the new Piccolo, if you think about it. Piccolo was always the smart guy, coming out with the strategies to win. Piccolo's basically been phased out. And in Tournament of Power, I saw that in 17.
I'm mad he got pushed down by a little small little.
I mean, he wasn't thinking, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I was more impressed with Frieza.
I knew he was about to say Frieza.
I mean,
I knew it.
Why? Because he kept his promise?
I mean, he.
Frieza, I mean, he kind of had no choice.
Yeah, but still, what Frieza did was kind of. I mean, he. Kind of brilliant though, like he was
kept
on the roll.
He kept tricking other universes into working with him. He finessed the fuck out of Frost.
Oh, right.
He
bad.
Finessed the fuck out of Frost. And then come towards the end is him, Goku, 17. Legit, think about that. Goku working with Dr. Gero's creation
that wants to kill him
and a racist tyrant, pretty much.
Yeah,
all three of them fighting this Jackie Chan wannabe.
Yeah.
That's what made the tournament great again.
I had to use it.
Oh, shit. Oh, crap.
Wait, so what do y'all think of Jiren? What y'all think?
Fuck Jiren! No, we got time! Fuck Jiren!
You hate him!
Yes!
You hate
still
him!
Still fuck Jiren! Hold this shit.
Oh, because of his past?
Fuck Jiren! No! Because, okay, so he's introduced as this, like, world beater. He just comes in there. You know, Topo gave off the sign, like, okay, hey, I'm tough, but there's somebody in my universe that's tougher than me. Turns out it's Jiren. Okay, cool. He's a silent brooding type. Yeah, like, we don't have enough of those motherfuckers in there. We got Broly as a silent brooding type. Android 13 was a silent brooding type. Who's the one that Super Saiyan 2 Gohan fucked up? Bojack.
Oh, okay.
Silent brooding type. Super Android 17, silent brooding type. Three of the seven Dragon Ball dragons in GT were silent brooding types. Vegeta was a silent brooding type. Raccoon was a silent but dumb brooding type. Cell, when he perfected himself, silent brooding type. We have enough silent brooding types. So then he just, he's not going to fight anybody. He's not going to fight anybody. His first fight, one punches. Yeah, okay. One punches a Ditto clone? Out the ring. Okay, no big deal. Then he has a fight with Goku, beats him down, cool. Then beats Jiren, beats Hit. It's like, okay, he beat the two best. So now it's like, really, okay, who's actually going to stop him? Unless we're going to have some more fuck finishes here.
Yeah.
Welcome to the world of WWE. Fuck finishes abroad. So, he's going through all these motherfuckers, deciding who he's going to fight, when they're going to fight, and whatnot. He's beating the fuck out of Vegeta, beating the fuck out of Goku, beating the fuck out of Frieza, beating the fuck out of 17. Then all of a sudden, we get to his backstory. If that's not the biggest load of...
He was a child.
He was a pussy.
Oh, God.
Oh, damn.
You should have saw his Facebook post for about a month straight.
Right. It's fuck Jiren.
Every day.
I got in there one time. I remember the day you called me.
He needs help.
And it had every time the episode would come up, F Jiren. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God, this dude.
Yeah, fuck Jiren. Still fuck Jiren.
All 2018.
Drake hasn't responded to Pusha T. Fuck Jiren still.
Oh.
LeBron's in LA. Fuck Jiren.
So nothing can top it right now.
Nah, nothing can top it. It's still fuck Jiren.
Kawhi not even want to be in the Spurs.
Kawhi doesn't want to be at the Spurs. Tony Parker is no longer a Spur. Manu Ginobili retired as a Spur. Still fuck Jiren.
Wow. That's some strong hatred. I commend you for that, man.
You want some really strong hatred. I can go down a list of things that I accept more before I accept Jiren.
Okay.
No, I'd rather not.
Oh.
But shit,
it was like a carbon copy, but just like he's this brooding guy and he fights for himself. Turns out he's a selfish guy because all he respects is power, mm-hmm. which then makes, okay, the Universe 11 God of Destruction, what are you here for?
Yeah, he could have been easily by
Jaren. Because it's like, okay, he's giving off this vibe that, hey, he's better than... I should probably stop this video.
I mean, he got...
I mean,
she's still watching it.
I don't know. Like, I don't see no eyeball there. I don't give a fuck.
I gotta say, you too?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, so, okay.
But, like, I don't... Listen to more of this on the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. You can find us on...
You're damn right.
You can find us on Google Play, the iTunes Store, or Podomatic.com at Podomatic.com/CSYW podcast. Goodbye, y'all.
Goodbye, y'all.
But, anyway...
Oh, man.
But, like...
You just know.
Yeah,
like,
What is an inkling? It's not a Pokemon? No! It's Inkay! Like, what? Inkling's like a feel, like a gut, like an intuition. Like, you just... So why did you say that? I don't know, I just want to say something different.
Oh my god. Okay, so your video will be available soon.
The hate of Jaren is strong.
It's like super strong. Like, do I need what all do I need to go through to prove that, like, I hate Jaren?
Let's go through the story again and tell me which part that you really, really deep down detest. Okay.
Let me put it to you like this.
Do we know who killed his parents?
No. Okay. And I have a feeling it was probably the God of Destruction. You know, it probably was him. I don't know.
I mean, it kind of did look. Some people say it looked just like him. It looked like his shadow. But we never know. They didn't tell us. But he wanted to get stronger, man.
Okay, but like, we've seen this before. Not just in Dragon Ball Super. Not just in Dragon Ball. But we've seen this in anime in general.
Yeah.
What? Sword Art Online. Kirito.
I haven't seen it yet.
Never have?
No.
I've only seen the first season.
I haven't seen it. No.
It was on Toonami for a while.
Man,
it's on Netflix.
Shit.
I told you about this.
Yeah, you did. I didn't get a chance to watch it. Alright, what's another anime you come up with?
Shoot. Fairy Tale. Loxus is like this.
Okay, yeah. Loxus is like that, yeah.
What's another one? Shit, it was on the tip of
Would
my
you
tongue.
Say, Shoto from,
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes! Him and Bakugo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's the common trope, and it's like, okay, he's this world beater, and this is his backstory?
World beater? Bruh.
Seriously.
He's just an abusive person.
The strongest person up to... Take over, because I gotta formulate this as I think. Because I can
say something.
Yeah, I am. I just
well, folks, as we let Matt gather his thoughts, I don't have a hatred towards Jaren. King, do you have a hatred?
No.
I thought he was okay. He's okay. I think he was overpowered.
Dragon Ball Z, everything has to be overpowered, and then we gotta come up with something else that can top it.
Yeah.
A new form.
This is basically we're building people up to feed them to Goku.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To make Goku stronger.
Mm-hmm. It's again WWE logic. Build them up just to feed them to John Cena, or in this case, feed them to Roman Reigns to make him look strong.
So we got people who were impressive. Who were you? Or who are you? Who upset you from the Tournament of Power? I guess we can only use people we know technically.
I would say Hit.
Hit, yeah.
I kind of expected more from him.
In a way, I agree. Yeah.
Cause like coming into the Tournament of Power, he was definitely top five fighter in the entire thing.
Yeah.
And if we go off what we've seen, he's probably what. He was probably number two behind Jiren.
Yeah.
Now, it helps that he lost to Jiren, that Jiren was his only loss. But how many eliminations did he have?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
But then again, he's an assassin, so...
Yeah.
How many eliminations did he have, though?
I really can't remember.
Because here comes my point.
I think he went straight after Jiren, didn't he?
No.
Oh, no.
He was hiding around on the battlefield for a little bit. Here's my point. Say we all legit didn't know or didn't have the luxury of having Kefla appear on the battlefield, or the Namekians didn't absorb all their people. They just lost, once Jiren beat hit, they lost their best guy, and now their hope all relies on Kale, who can't control her berserker mode, Khalifa, who is a new Super Saiyan 2, Kaba, who just turned Super Saiyan 2, and two Namekians, who, if we know anything about Piccolo, okay, they're probably at the Super Saiyan 2 level, but that's about it.
Yeah.
And looking at who was left on the battlefield when Hit left, you still had Goku, even though he was hurt. You still had Vegeta. You still had Frieza. You had Gohan. You had Piccolo. You had both the androids. You had four people left from Universe 4. You had six from Universe 3. And the three strongest from Universe 11. The strongest universe in the entire tournament. Not to mention six people from Universe 2. The Love Universe.
I hate it, though.
They were like the filler episode of the tournament.
God, that was so boring. I like skipped over that whole thing.
Yeah. I do gotta say, though.
It's gonna be it,
man. Oh, my.
Wasn't it?
What?
I said it's gonna be ignorant.
No, it's not gonna be ignorant. I still can't watch that episode where both Universe 2 and Universe 6 got erased.
Makes you sad.
That shit makes me tear up, man.
What the hell?
It's something, man. I don't know what, but it's something. Something about that episode just made...
You talking about the... Because
Beerus chomped on all the
other... Oh, my God. Yes, all of it. Just...
Yeah. He's like, hey, bro.
That was funny.
Bro. That fat fuck. Oh,
because yeah. Like they were annoying as fuck, but at the same time, you just kind of realize, like, yeah, but they
part of the show,
right?
And I was glad they left.
I was glad, but it was like, I just the music kind of helped too.
Yeah,
oh, okay,
that was
okay.
Some sad music, yeah. But it was like, I just couldn't. Oh,
wait, were any of y'all impressed by Master Roshi?
Yes,
I was.
Yes, The dude got
semi impressed.
He even got respect from Beerus, man. He was like.
But then again, this tournament was perfect for him because he couldn't be killed.
Right.
Technically, you weren't allowed to kill anybody.
Sure, yeah.
And he's one of the greatest fighters.
I ain't gonna lie, I kind of teared up when they thought he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, could you imagine Master Roshi actually died?
Oh, wow.
Imagine.
He wouldn't be Dragon Ball anymore, even though he's not always a big player in the show anymore, but he's the reason Goku is Goku.
Yeah, he's the reason why he has a command man.
He's the reason for the Z Fighters, I guess, in general, basically.
Pretty much, yeah.
The tournament power, I thought, was pretty good.
I enjoyed it.
I think it lasted a little too long.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, the first episode of the tournament power, you got rid of Universe 9 off the bat.
I was so glad about that. It was so annoying.
And then what? Like, after that, who was next after that? Universe 10...
That one?
The one with the elephant.
Yeah.
As the god of destruction.
Yeah.
There were some weird ones.
So they were next. Then after they were eliminated, you went like a couple episodes before another universe got eliminated, which then was what? Universe 2 and 6 at the same time both got eliminated?
Yeah.
Wow, wait a minute. Okay, Universe 10 was eliminated in episode 103. Yeah, episode 103, Universe 10 was eliminated. We go all the way to episode 118.
You should have been a Comic-Con. There was a dude talking to some other guy. Yeah, in episode 82 of Dragon Ball, at this time, Goku was saying something, but in the dialogue, he meant this, but in the manga, the dude's like, yeah, okay. Yeah. And I'm like... You and this dude could have had a great conversation.
I mean, but yeah, so it's like, what? You go from episode 103, Dragon Ball Super, Universe 10 is eliminated. Then that's episode, let's see, 116 was that one with the awesome Kamehameha wave, Ultra Instinct. 17 was Rebrand versus 18. So yeah, then episode 118 was when both Universe 6 and Universe 2 got eliminated. So you're going 15 episodes in between Universe being eliminated. And then after that, you have three more episodes until Universe... No, two episodes until... Actually, no, I take it back. One episode later, Universe 4 is eliminated. Then two episodes after that, Universe 3 is eliminated.
I'm sorry. That was...
What? Is that a sneeze?
No, what was that?
It was a burst of laugh. I tried to hold it. I promise Hank will have a laugh attack tonight.
Yeah, okay, whatever. You've been had one already. We just haven't caught it yet. I don't see, there it is. That's there, funny. There it is.
Because he cleared his mouth. You look like Yamcha right now.
Get your ass up.
Bruh. Oh, man. I thought about having that water again, man.
Shut up.
That's classic.
Yeah, what? Said, oh, my nose is cold.
Oh, then you hear a kid's phone.
Bro. Oh, yeah. Y'all niggas ain't shit. Report
with the fly in his mouth that day. What
the fuck is this? The fuck is this?
Country shit. Town.
Out of here, man. I got the shot. But I don't think it went too long. I think it kind of went just the right amount of episodes.
That Zamasu arc went too long. That was getting on my nerve. I was tired of him.
You know what? Yeah, that went too long, and like I think the build up to the Tournament of Power also kind of took too long. Mm-hmm. Not to mention like the whole fake out with Majin Buu.
Man, they had him in promos too. That was the thing.
Like, dude.
I was like, oh.
Because I'm sitting there thinking, like, if we get Majin Buu in a Tournament Power, like, okay. Yeah, that'd be a good. That actually makes it much more interesting because, who's going to eliminate him? Like, he could just turn himself into Mini Buu.
Yeah. That's true, yeah. All over the field.
Maji Kaio with actual fighting power, not just a blue Ditto.
Is with you in the blue Ditto?
I mean, did he not? Was he not a blue Ditto?
He was. Dang. But shit.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel the turn of the power went just long enough to where it was exciting enough. Everybody got their moments. It was kind of like a love story, a love letter to Dragon Ball, the series. Because you had some moments in there where it was like, okay, no, I remember this moment in particular happening at this point in time. Like, Kaba versus that one big fat girl from Universe 4. Basically a callback to Gohan versus Cell. When Cell was about to blow up.
Yeah.
You had, what was it?
There were quite a few Easter eggs.
Right. Yeah. Goku turned Super Saiyan 3 against Kaling. Yeah. Khalifa, that was a callback to him versus Majin Buu.
Frieza giving Goku energy to survive, just how Goku
callback,
did.
Right.
It's like
Vegeta's final flash.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah.
There was just so many different call. What else was a good moment?
He survived his own final explosion this time.
Yeah. 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 That's a bonus.
Piccolo's face like. What's this?
This not is the again. Same move!
No!
No!
Because he was there when it happened.
He was there.
It was traumatic. Yeah, right. If he can't speak from it. That had to be traumatic for Piccolo.
No, because remember, not only was he there, but he saw Majin Buu put himself back together.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
So not only did he see that, he also saw the person who ends up killing him.
Yes.
Put himself back together.
Well, Jesus was pissed. He said, I can't believe I blew myself up. He was mad. Oh man.
This thing is an expiration date of 12/16.
That's like December 16.
Yeah. 2018.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I got this from BP.
Oh, shit.
The gas station on Grand.
Oh.
Who says the hood don't produce a good thing?
Loaded with sugar.
I don't give a fuck.
Man, you probably got like 48 grams of sugar in that mug.
I got a refrigerator in there that produces water. I'm okay. I'm okay.
At least it's not gonna balance it out.
But shit, that's what all of is that all the Dragon Ball Super stuff we want to talk about?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it covers up. Yeah.
What else we got? My Hero.
Yeah.
My Hero.
I mean, but yes. My Hero. It was like a show. Like I jumped on board pretty late, but I caught up quick.
Caught up quick. Yeah, man. I was shocked. Like, dang,
really? It's like a better version of Naruto for me.
Yeah.
Because it reminds me of like the kids. You know, they have all the exams. They go through school. It reminds me of that. Because Naruto, after a certain point, it was just too much for me. I think I stopped. I never got past what it was with the, which exams was it?
Tuning exam.
Man, I guess it might have been that. But I never got past that.
Was this when he fought Gaara?
Yeah, around that time.
Man, that's when I stopped, too.
It's deeper now. They got kids. Now the
Yeah, Boruto.
Naruto. Yeah, man. Oh, my God. They forgiven Sasuke. Sasuke got a kid with Sakura.
Mm-hmm.
They got a kid. The kid strong as hell. Him and Boruto got beef with each other.
Because of course they would.
Yeah, like okay, like it's gonna repeat itself over and over. Don't know. Gaara don't have any kids, but he adopted this one kid who got black sand around him. It goes on. I don't know why I watched it.
So, your thoughts on the All For One versus All Might fight?
Woo! Ooh, Jesus.
I told you. Did I not tell you?
You told me.
Did I not prepare you? Did I not tell you, like, yo, the fight may, this may be, actually, I take that back. I told you back then this was going to be their best fight of the year.
Dude.
Now that I know they're going through with the Hero Exam arc,
oh my God.
This is actually going to be their second best fight of the year. My Hero Academia's second best fight of the year.
Lord bless you.
I'm calling right now.
I touched my Bible. I grabbed it. God said, you know, I had to pause it and grab my Bible because it was that intense. It was that intense, man.
I mean, it was intense.
You was right. You was right. It was intense. Mm-hmm. I actually saw All For One. I'm like, whoa, what?
Yeah.
And he's sitting here taking abilities and able to use the same time. Like, who is this dude?
The devil. Pretty much.
This is dope. I'm like, man, yeah, that was a great fight. Next to my second favorite was Midoriya versus the guy with half eyes, half fire.
Shoto Todoroki.
Yeah, that was my second best.
That still to me is the best fight of the series so far. Now, pay close attention to Bakugo in this new arc.
Oh, you've been reading manga.
Yeah, I'm way ahead. Yeah, I'm telling you right now, pay close attention to him, cause some shit's gonna happen.
He's gonna be a villain, isn't he?
No, he's not gonna be a villain.
You keep wanting him to be a villain.
But I told you that All Might versus All For One, if like My Hero Academia have been doing what they've been doing the past couple of years, where like okay, it's one arc, and then they're done until the next year, I would have been like, okay, this All Might versus All For One would be the best fight that My Hero Academia produces all year. Now that they're going to this Hero Exam arc, no. There's going to be a fight between Bakugo and Midoriya. Mm-mm. That will blow this one out the water. Just you wait and see. Just you wait and see. All the emotional stuff that you got from All For One versus All Might, nope, don't compare. It do not compare.
Somebody two Bibles.
It's only two Bibles. It only counts with your right hand.
Son, you're going to need a Bible.
Holy water.
The holy water. The Quran.
Oh.
Prayer cloth.
Oh.
The Dalai Lama.
All right.
And maybe even the ghost of Mother Teresa herself.
All right. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
All right. Who's everyone's favorite character? Mine's a Shoto Todoroki. Did you tell me it was the was it one of the teachers?
Eraserhead.
Yeah, I like Eraserhead.
Mine's between Eraserhead and Kirishima.
Mm.
Because he's so far, again, he's the only one that's reached the Bakugo on a friend level.
Yeah.
And later on in the series, he too kind of gains some nice little powers.
Who's your least favorite character? I don't really like the, I can't think of his name right now.
The electric dude.
Oh.
He's my Kaminari?
Yes! I hate him!
Why?
Dude, train! He, there ain't no way.
You that's why there. He's there.
Oh my god, it's taking too long.
He's a kid.
Oh man, right. Come on, man. Midori just gained an awesome power, and he it
but,
took him
okay.
time. He had training before.
Right, he had
that.
Training before, and he's still working with the guy who gave him that power.
Yeah, he had extra help. They don't even well.
They, Bakugo knows.
Yeah. He's up. He's like, hey, something ain't right.
Something ain't right. Yeah, how you getting quirk all of a sudden?
And this good, that's fast.
Mm-hmm. That's fast. Yeah.
My least favorite would be I don't really care for Mineta.
Is he the piston dude? With the I don't like him. The dude with the calves.
Oh, that's Ida.
Yeah, I don't really care for Ida. He I don't know. He's that annoying kid who like the teacher forgets to collect homework.
Yep.
He's like, here's my homework, teacher, and everyone looks at him. That's
like,
who
dang,
I think
dude,
of him.
I didn't do it. Or I'm in the middle of doing
yeah.
it. Like, really?
No, Mineta's a pervert.
Oh, the little dude with the,
yeah.
the ball. He was like my second one, but I was like, he's kind of funny.
He is so determined.
His quirk is stupid.
It really is. Like you just stick the ball, they come out your head, and you start bleeding.
If he pulls them out too fast or too much.
Yeah.
Which, that's actually, I think that's a useful quirk.
Yeah, plug them.
Compared to naval
room.
Laser?
Yeah, he's.
Oh,
yeah, I was
yeah.
about to say, compared to naval laser.
Yeah.
Nah,
and
that's
gets,
a good quirk.
He gets what? He throws up, vomits, or.
If he over exerts himself, yeah.
He's a little extra sugar in his tank. Put it that way. I don't like him. Just a little more than normal.
Mm.
Yeah.
But shit.
I'm really. It's crazy. I mean, you told me the story about what was up between Shigaraki. Shigaraki.
The guy with Dark Shadow.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a cool guy. I like him too.
No,
Toriyama.
The one that always scratches his neck. The one with the hands on his face and his
oh yeah Shigaraki.
Shigaraki,
the villain.
Yeah, dude, he was annoying at first, but
no.
Now
me.
That you told me,
uh-huh.
and I found
now
out
that
about
seen,
the history.
Yeah.
Oh, that's some deep shit. That's crazy.
And like, remember what the police officer said about the League of Villains getting better every time they fail. Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
every
oh,
single time
they get so much more. Okay, so
yeah.
slight spoiler.
The dude with the stitches on his mouth, like
Dobby?
That
oh, that's
good.
My nigga.
That
is
good.
My nigga right there.
That dude is good, man. I must admit, like he's A1,
he,
man.
He's a now hold on. There's like
I don't think he'd be trying.
There's some conspiracy theories out there. That Dobby and Shoto Todoroki
are related.
Mm-hmm. And that Endeavor is their father.
Hmm.
So, again, slight spoilers here. We all know that All Might is retired as a hero if you just watch
yeah.
the anime.
Yeah.
If you read the mangas, you know that there's a new number one hero in town.
That's Endeavor.
Okay, good. We all understand that. We right.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a number two hero behind him. His name is, I think, Wings. I haven't really paid attention to him because
he's not the
best genus.
The genes guy. Yeah.
No, he's hurt. Remember?
Oh, that's right. I thought he was dead, dude. That was
he's still alive, but
dude, I can't believe that's a blow.
Yeah,
man. I saw a hole in his stomach. I'm like, he's dead. There ain't no way. And I seen him pick them up and took him away. I'm like, what? How's he alive? Like what?
But yeah, he's still alive. But he had to drop out of the rankings because like
he's hurt. Yeah.
Right,
he got hurt real bad. Yeah.
But the number two hero basically kind of made this point in the manga that. Throughout this entire time that All Might was the number one hero,
he was chasing him.
The only person that was legitimately trying to chase down and catch All Might into being better than All Might was Endeavor.
Mm-hmm.
So it will make sense that Endeavor would be the number one hero.
He had that little episode in his little dojo.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Pissed off. He was mad.
Again, keep an eye on him in the anime for this next arc too, because he's also one you want to watch for, because him and All Might's going to have a heart to heart. So, in both of these two heroes' first like week as number one and number two heroes in all of the land, you remember the Nomus? Yeah, they've gotten way more sophisticated now. They're actually in the manga. No, they're actually talking and learning as they fight. They're like Gokus on steroids now. One of them has legitimately taken out Endeavor's left eye. Like this last manga, they were finally able to defeat him, only because Endeavor was able to. The number two hero has like this quirk where he can use his wings to speed himself up or power up somebody else. Power that up with Endeavor's flames. They pushed it all the way up into the sky where Endeavor doesn't have to worry about killing anybody, and he just let loose and ended up killing dude. And as they thought the whole fight was over with, in comes Dobby.
Wait, who's this?
Dobby, the guy with stitches and blue flames. Yeah. And it comes out now. It ended right there, but like we're all waiting for what's going to happen in this manga this week. But
that's gonna be a good fight. He's fired.
If it's a fight, yeah.
But he can also create illusions though. Because remember he was fighting the Razorhead.
No, that wasn't him. That was him.
Oh, that wasn't him. Okay.
That was
the magician dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
whack. Man, dude.
But yeah, Dobby, Two-Face, another dude from the League of Villains, and the girl, I can't remember her name.
The Blood Girl.
Yep.
Oh my god.
She's also gonna play. She's gonna play a real big part in this next arc on the anime.
So they put the blood to use.
You'll see it at the end. It's not apparent like at the start, but you'll notice it at the end. But like just so much, and then after this arc, there's like a gang arc that involves the. What's the Chinese group of people? The Yakuza? Yeah. This shit gets deep. It gets deep and dark. And I love it. Love it!
I'm glad you love it, man.
Makes me want to jack off!
You about ready, Ken?
I don't know if I should be sitting in these chairs. I know they're hard. He ain't saying nothing either.
I mean, they're not wiggling, so you're okay. Strengthened this table like 2 weeks ago, so it's sturdy enough.
No.
To handle a pounding. So we've covered Caught, Dragon Ball,
My Hero.
One of these days, I'm doing this little project on The Simpsons because the 30th season begins in September. Jeez. Of The Simpsons. Wow. I have done a little experiment of some sorts. Just watching all the season premieres of The Simpsons.
So you gonna predict what's gonna happen?
No. So, like, I'm gonna give you a little preview teaser. So I've watched, excluding season one, I've watched seasons 2 through 29, the season premieres. If their season premiere was like the Treehouse of Horror episodes, I skipped it and went to the next episode and called that the season premiere. Because Treehouse of Horror episodes deserve their own little sidebar. Right. With some of these season premiere episodes, you can tell whether or not it's going to be a good season or a bad season just on how that episode is. So like season 6 was Bart of Darkness. That was a great episode. That season was as a entire season was great. People still say it's one of the best, if not the best, Simpsons seasons ever. Mm-hmm. Whereas season 17. Oh my god. Wow, that was.
You know what's crazy? They have more seasons than how old we are now.
Yeah.
Still going, man. It's crazy. Family Guy just ain't there anymore.
Family Guy never was there. Like, I feel like everybody says that Family Guy was better than Simpsons only because The Simpsons was in a really bad slump.
Yeah, for a while. And it was kind of funny at the time.
Right. But even then, looking back on it, it's like, yo, you guys only was better. We only thought you were better than Simpsons because King of the Hill wasn't producing that many episodes at the time. The Simpsons was in between seasons, 16 and 17? And those two seasons suck.
What? Oh, I used to think the same thing when I was younger.
What?
He don't like King of the Hill.
The only reason I don't like it
is Bobby.
Because of Peggy.
Oh, man. No. You know how happy I was when she fell out the plane? And I thought she was dead.
I was so happy. I was like, man, she's dead. Yes.
And then she came back next season.
Yeah. Yes, man.
Just a broken back.
Man.
I was so disappointed.
There's this one guy on YouTube, the Alpha J Show. Mm-hmm. He did like a season something about Peggy Hill, like one of the episodes that had Peggy Hill, and he said this is the reason why most people don't like King of the Hill is solely because of Peggy Hill.
It's just so annoying.
Mm-hmm. But what was I saying? Oh yeah. So like I'm doing this thing where I'm just going through the seasons, watching the first episodes, seeing like, okay, if this season is going to be good because of this episode. And just a heads up, yeah, season 5, season 6, season 8, those seasons are all time greats. We're not going to question that. Y'all might want to go back and rewatch seasons 20 and 21. Those are better than people give it credit for. Don't fucking bother, though, with seasons 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17.
That's a lot in the room.
It is. One after another. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Just don't.
Okay.
Don't.
Yes, sir.
Just don't.
I mean, here. Okay, how do I want to put this? 13 you can do, and parts of 16 you can do. The season finale 16 is good, but like parts of 13 and parts of 16 you can do. Don't do 16 and 17 back to back. Skip 15 altogether. Skip 17 altogether.
Jesus.
Mind you, again, this is around the time when Family Guy, people thought Family Guy was better than Simpsons. I'm like, okay, it's not really, but I'm about to do the same thing with South Park for their 25th season when they get to it.
About South Park.
God damn it, Cap.
Bruh. Cartman, man. Holy hell. Rare.
Who would have thought that show would still be on the air this long?
Yeah, I never thought.
Trying to get it off the air,
yeah. I had to sneak every time. What you watching in here?
Nothing.
Now they got some Barney on TV.
Some Barney.
This late?
At that time, I had
the VHS.
Oh. I had recorded. I'll put it in. Pause it. What you playing? Switch channel. Oop, it's Barney.
It's almost the end. I'm going to restart it, mama.
It's like, aren't you too old?
Right, that's what I said. Like, aren't you too old?
Nah, mama.
Like, that stops after 8 years old. You know that, right?
Yeah, I'm like, hey, that's memory. Then it switch back.
He said, pardon memory. It's like Gullah Gullah Island with that toad. That yellow toad. What was it called? I don't know.
I forgot what it was called.
Shit, let's see. Simpsons been on the air for 30 years. This September. Family Guy. South Park, they're coming up on 22.
What about American Dad?
American Dad, that's...
Is it done over?
No, it's still, they're on TBS now.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And they've gotten better.
Oh, really?
Like, they're not like The Simpsons and South Park, where it's like, okay, they're in their double-digit seasons and they're starting to fall off. No, they got... Once they moved to TBS, they've gotten better. Mm. They've also gotten a little edgier, but they've gotten better. No need to compliment how Rick and Morty is.
Yeah. It's a good show.
Right. Archer.
I haven't seen that in a while. I'm so behind.
I don't know. Like, the Dreamland kind of lost me a bit. I'm still interested. I haven't watched Danger Island yet. Okay. And that's season 9. I haven't watched that yet. I haven't watched a good Family Guy episode in I don't know how long. I've stopped watching Family Guy. I was going to come back to Family Guy when I found out they killed off Brian. I was one of the few people who was happy. I took so much joy in that.
Quagmire went off on Brian. Told him about himself.
Still one of my favorite moments. Matter of fact, let me find that shit. Yes, we are.
I'm strong enough to do this.
Break the whole thing. I'm just going to tell Ryan. Be like, you know what Ken did?
That'd be impressive.
Brian be like, man, that's strong guys, man. Oh, this is it.
Steak knives? What? are they serving us? Tyrannosaurus Rex?
Fuck.
Not
you,
likely.
Hey, what if I just drank this whole bottle of ketchup? You do imagine? You dare me?
Kind of ruins it for the next person who might want some ketchup.
Mm-hmm. So how's the flying business?
Not so great. The economy's sort of taking its toll. A lot of salary cuts, a lot of layoffs.
Yeah?
That's pretty much it. I mean, you want to learn more, read the papers, go on the internet. I don't know.
Boy, that's got to be an interesting job. I bet you guys... How do those things work?
What? Planes? How does a plane work?
Yeah.
You want me to sit here and explain to you how a plane works?
I don't know. Yeah.
You want to maybe just go?
Quagmire, come on. I'm really trying hard here.
Who asked you to try hard?
Nobody, but all I'm trying to establish a friendship with you. All I've done is try to be nice to you, and you still don't like me. How can you not like me?
Okay, I'll tell you. You are the worst person I know. You constantly hit on your best friend's wife. The man pays for your food and rescued you from certain death, and this is how you repay him? And to add insult to injury, you defecate all over his yard.
Yes.
And you're such a sponge. Yes. You pay for nothing. You always say, "Ooh, I'll get you later," but later never comes.
Yes.
And what really bothers me is you pretend you're this deep guy who loves women for their souls when all you do is date bimbos.
Yes.
I date women for their bodies, but at least I'm honest about it.
Preach.
I don't buy them a copy of Catcher in the Rye and then lecture them with some seventh grade interpretation about
I
Holden Caulfield or some profound intellectual. He wasn't. He was a spoiled brat. And that's why
preach
I like him
that
so much. He's you. God, you're pretentious. And you tell yourself by thinking you're some great writer, even though you're terrible. You know, I should have known Cheryl Teagues didn't write me that note. She would have known there's no A in the word definite. And
giggity.
Most about you is your textbook liberal agenda. How we should legalize pot, man. How big business is crushing the underclass. How homelessness is the biggest tragedy in America. Well, what have you done to help? I work down at the soup kitchen, Brian. Never seen you down there. You want to help? Grab a ladle.
Some of y'all can listen to that shit.
Doesn't make you Jesus Christ. Oh, wait. You don't believe in Jesus Christ or any religion for that matter, because religion is for idiots. Well, who the hell are you to talk down to anyone? You failed college twice, which isn't nearly as bad as your failure as a father.
Yes!
A son of yours you never see. But you know what? I can forgive all of that, all of it, if you weren't such a bore.
Thank you!
That's the worst of it, Brian. You're just a big, sad, alcoholic bore. I'll see you, Brian. Thanks for the... steak.
Damn. Thank you. All of that.
You don't remember that?
I remember that. Oh yeah, I remember that.
Giggity 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 goo.
Jeez, I'm in quite my man. Oh.
Still fuck Jiren.
Okay. You know what? Nothing to do. Well, that note is good.
Different networks.
Man.
Like.
Yeah, well, on that note, it's getting late for me. That looks like a good point.
If you want to know who I hate more than Brian Griffin, the 2011-2012 Atlanta Braves and Brian McCann, that damn Derek Fisher, Taylor Swift, and Jiren. Taylor Swift over Jiren. Still fuck Jiren.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
But yes, on that note, this has been the cartoon something. Why are you rubbing your nipples?
It was.
Why did it look like you were rubbing your nipples?
Kind
of
did.
Yeah, just kind of like just.
Oh, did I really? Oh, my bad.
Like you some swimsuit model.
Gold dust over here.
I just came out the shower.
Oh. That's your new nickname, Gold Dust.
Gold dust.
I can see you with the gold dust outfit on.
Gold dust. Okay, Kim.
So, yes, this has been a cartoon something you know whatever podcast.
You know whatever podcast.
Sign yourselves out, motherfuckers.
Peace, love, and chicken grease, folks.
See ya.
Woohoo! Thank God!
What?
Yes!
Peace out!
Okay, so hold on. So, you can find us on podomatic.com/CSYW podcast. You can also catch us on Google Play and iTunes, the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. That's how you find us. This is Matthew. And, I got a Charlie horse.
Why are you doing
this? I got a Charlie horse. And this has been a good day to die.